Welcome to Business Innovators Radio, featuring industry influencers and trendsetters sharing proven strategies to help you build a better life right now.
And welcome everybody back to another episode of Business Innovators Radio. I'm your host, Marco Salinas, and we have with us here today a very special guest as part of our special Business Networking Influencers podcast. Joining me today is Mr. Alex Randall. He is the owner of Stride Pest Control here in San Antonio and services homeowners and business owners in San Antonio and surrounding areas. Alex, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marco, for having me on today.
The pleasure is all mine, my friend. Let's dive right in. I have some questions to ask you here, and I'm sure that this information is going to be very beneficial to those that are listening. So first and foremost, tell me all about Stride Pest Control, your company, and how you are helping your customers.
Absolutely. Thank you. So Stride Pest Control, we have two locations, one here in San Antonio that I run, and I have a business partner that runs one up in Austin. But as a brand, as a company, we have been around since 2012, but here in the San Antonio market since the beginning of 2020. Really, our focus is to bring the quality and the life, the service of a big company, but had that small company feel. We are a small local company, family run and operated, that's really involved and local in the community, just really looking to help individuals and families enjoy their homes pest free. And so that's really what we're passionate about.
Excellent. Now I'd like to go a little bit deeper. I want to know a little bit more details about some of the ins and outs of what you're doing. And so the next thing I'm curious about is, what are specifically some of the benefits and advantages of hiring and outsourcing, I guess you could call it, a pest control service for their home or for their business?
Absolutely. Well, like lots of different things out there that homeowners can use, homeowners can do pest control themselves. There are products people see at the markets and they get from friends and stuff of that sort. But really the advantage of hiring a professional is the experience that comes with that professional. And so we have licensing that we're required here in Texas to take, multiple tiers of it. And having not just serviced one house, but thousands of houses, we've seen a lot of different situations and are aware of a lot of different insects. And so coming in and being able to go understand that the habits, the breeding, the different things that attract a particular insect into the home give us an advantage in helping reduce and get rid of that pest within the home and the yard environment. And so that's some of the main advantages that comes with that. The other one that I always say to homeowners is, yeah, sure, if you want to get out there and do it, you know, that's great. But one of the things we do as a professional, we take it off of your to-do list. You can enjoy that yard, enjoy that house, and enjoy using that time doing something maybe you prefer doing rather than spraying and killing for bugs. So that's one of the other advantages of using a service like ours.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. And typically, Alex, once your services are in place, about how long do the, how long is the effectiveness, or how long does the actual service that you provide last before you kind of need to come back and do it again?
Yeah, great question. So products in our market have changed a lot over the last 5, 10, 15 years, really pushing towards environmentally and pet people friendly, less harmful, so we can use them. Really, the idea is we can use less of it and still get more, if not the same effect that we ever had before. But that being said, the products, they break down in the environment after 3 months, so 90 days, and then it's recommended to come back and retreat that area.
Got it. Yeah, no, that's great. And so you kind of alluded to something about the fact that these are in the last few years, these are starting to be more, it sounds like more pet friendly, more maybe even people friendly. So the actual chemicals that you use, are they in fact safe around children or people and pets?
Yes. So they're all pet people friendly and low impact on the environment. A lot of people, one common question I get is, you know, are the products organic? We personally are not an organic company. We do use synthetic versions of natural insecticides. Most of our products are based off of the chrysanthemum flower, which is a natural insecticide. Primarily, the reason we use the ones we have is because, frankly, they last longer and they're more effective in the long run. And so.
Very cool. Yeah, excellent. That's great. Now, there are a lot of myths and misconceptions that are out in any industry, Alex. Regardless of what it is that you do, and I'm sure that there are a few that apply to your world as well. So, can you share maybe a myth that might be out there about a pest control or hiring a pest control? And just as a note, a myth is usually something that's a misrepresentation of facts spread by either media or industry, versus a misconception, which is kind of more in the mind of the individual themselves. So that being said, is there something that's more so on the myth side, maybe, you know, false information spread by media, could even be social media, or, you know, different things like that about your industry?
Yeah, I mean, continuing off of the conversation we were just having momentarily, moments ago, there was a lot of misrepresentation or a lot of confusion about the products that are used. People just aren't frankly familiar with them. And so that's usually the biggest question I get every single time I start a new service with a new customer is, you know, are these products okay for us to be here? Will you treat? Do we need to leave? You know, can we breathe it? And most products that are used by professionals, I can't speak for all companies, but by ourselves, you know, there's no harsh odors. No one needs to leave the house. And so it makes it very easy for treatment. That's one of the, I would say, one of the biggest misconceptions that happens in the industry. I would say beyond misconceptions, a lot of things are just things that happen to people when they do.
Sure. Things. Yeah. No, that's good. Yeah. And I think that it's important to talk about these things and kind of clear those up, because I know I myself always thought that if you spray this stuff, one of the downsides to it is that, you know, that your pets could get a hold of it, and or even your kids. But I also kind of was enlightened not too long ago to find out that once the stuff dries, it's basically, for the most part, it's pretty well harmless to people, but it's extremely effective against obviously what you're trying to accomplish, which is, you know, pests, right? So yes,
absolutely. And one of the main reasons for that,
No, go ahead. Yeah.
One of the main reasons for that is the way that it's targeting. And so, you know, larger mammals and stuff are just not to target these products. And so it's designed to specifically affect the systems of those small insects and the way that they navigate our home environments. So that's a great point, Marco.
Yeah. And this may be, we may be touching on some things we've already discussed a little bit, but I also like to ask a question about common fears. And I think that definitely was some of that. Can you expound on that just a little bit further about maybe some fears that homeowners might have about officially bringing in a pest control service to their home?
Yeah. So beyond the one we've already addressed, you know, products being potentially dangerous or harmful, a lot of concerns people have are contracts within our industry. There are some pest control companies that maybe don't have our contracts, but a lot of it's pretty standard in our industry to have contracts, primarily because companies are giving a discount off of the initial services or the whole plan to keep you for that year. And so that's where a lot of people are hesitant to that and don't understand and are nervous to get into that, which is understandable. I mean, we've all been burned by a subscription-based contract that didn't go well. Other concerns might be that, you know, I've heard that the quality of service goes down after the first service. So, you know, they come in, pest control company does an awesome service, and then after that, it just kind of goes downhill. And so they're concerned about the reliability of technicians, or they constantly see a lot of different faces and they just don't really have that connection with the company that they're looking to have.
Sure. Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And I think I've heard a few of those myself. So some of those concerns are legitimate. So I really do appreciate you kind of clearing the air on some of those things. Can you share maybe an example, Alex, of a maybe this kind of a case study type question? Have you seen a scenario where maybe the bug situation was really, really bad? Really, really, really bad. You guys came in and just kind of turned the situation around. Have you ever seen anything like that?
Yeah, I've seen a couple. Let's think of something more common. You know, here in Texas, we got a lot of different bugs, from roaches to scorpions to ants. I would say, you know, and these are obviously severe cases, and they're by a long shot not the norm.
Sure.
There was a lady that we ended up helping a few years back, and she couldn't use her kitchen or pretty much any part of her house. It was just covered in ants. Windmills, kitchen, there was thousands of ants everywhere. This usually happens when we have called super colonies. There's large colonies that have multiple queens, and they just are in the house, and they claimed it themselves. And so we had to come in there, use the correct products, not just spray anything on these guys. And we did see major reductions over the first little bit, and then finally she was able to get back into enjoying her home ant free. But
very cool. So it sounds to me like it's not just necessarily a one spray fits all. You do have there are some niche products that you can provide depending on the situation.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, if any person was to go in and just spray a general product that they picked up from the store or company was going to do one stuff, it definitely wouldn't work. Bugs are very different in the way that they work. And so, and ants are treated different than spiders. Spiders are different than, you know, scorpions or other kinds of case mosquitoes, for example. And so we need to make sure we understand how they work and come up with the right products. Otherwise, you can actually prolong or make the issue much, much worse.
Got it. And I'm glad you mentioned mosquitoes, because where we live here in Central and South Texas, those things can be really, really bad. Is that something that that Stride Pest Control offers specifically as a mosquito treatment?
Yes, we do offer a mosquito treatment. And so specifically, we do traditional fogging, which we kind of count as just the cherry on top. It's not the bulk of our service. The main part of our service is a system called N2Care, which is a breeding control site. It's new technology that's come out the last few years. We were actually late to adopt it because we didn't want to bring something on that we weren't positive would actually work. And so we wanted to make sure we did that research first. But, mosquitoes are definitely a problem here, and we need to control the breeding. They can not 100% be taken care of. There's always going to be some here, but it does significantly reduce the population of them.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's great. I'm glad to know that that's something that you can also provide if requested. So that's excellent. I want to transition a little bit, Alex, to a different direction here and away from the specifics of the nitty gritty of what you guys do and provide, into a little bit more about yourself. Can you share with us just a little bit about what inspired you to become a pest control business operator and owner, and kind of how that story came about, getting you in that direction?
Sure. I've always been passionate about helping people, and I've always wanted to have my own business where I could provide a service to people, and so to help them out and really just give them the best that I can offer. Pest control itself was by chance thing that came upon me, not something that I was specifically looking at, but I would say that the longer I'm in it, the more I am interested in insects. But really, my passion lies around my customer service. I love meeting people. I love connecting with people. I love helping people. And there's nothing that can really replace the joy that I get personally when I'm able to come in there, when someone's freaking out about something that's happened in their home, whether it really is significant or just, you know, one bug, because that is significant to many people. And coming in there and be able to go, hey, it's okay, we can take care of this. And then we do, and that they're ecstatic. And so that's some of the things that I really, really like about what I do.
Yeah, that's great. I like that. And can you share with us maybe a lesson that you learned early on that still impacts how you do business today?
Yeah. One thing that, my business partner became a mentor to me a number of years ago. And I've always appreciated the insights that he's given to me. And so I think that mentors are an invaluable resource to anybody. But some of the things that he taught me was the value of giving your best. And so our mission statement and motto is the best possible service in the nicest possible way. And so we don't cut corners. We want to make sure that people are taken care of. And so whether it's us bending over backwards, do it. And I think that's something that he's inspired me in doing that I've really taken to heart and added to my own set of values, because at the end of the day, I want to be able to go home and sleep well, knowing that I took care of my clients to the best of my abilities.
Absolutely. That's awesome. Alex, what's the most important question that a homeowner or even a business owner should ask themselves as they consider, outsourcing and hiring somebody for pest control services?
I would say for those here that live in, you know, as we're talking to our people here in Central Texas, I mean, bugs are here. That's just the reality of where we live, our climate, our environment. And so I'd really say, you know, are you concerned about insects? And so do you not want to see them? And then number two, do you want to take care of yourself or do you want to hire someone? Those are the biggest things. And so, I mean, I'm not, you know, there's the people that want to take care of them themselves. There's people that aren't really worried about bugs. I haven't met those people out of this. They don't care if they see a spider. Those are people that, you know, by all means do it themselves or not worry about it. But for those people that are worried about bugs and don't want to worry about taking care of themselves or even thinking about it, those are the people that need to look at pest control options. And so, because they're going to have them at some point.
Got it. That's great, man. And thank you so much, Alex. You've shared a lot of valuable information with us today about pest control services, about your company, and even about yourself. And so I think this information will be very, very informative and very helpful for those that listen to it or those that read it in your upcoming expert profile. So thank you, everyone, for joining us today. And that's about it for another episode of Business Innovators Radio and Business Networking Influencers Podcast. Alex, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, Marco. Been a pleasure.
All right. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Business Innovators Radio. To hear all episodes featuring leading industry influencers and trendsetters, visit us online at businessinnovatorsradio.com today.